Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24. Jacob was left alone. There a man wrestled with him unto the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him, and he said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Verse 31. And as he passed over, you will notice that the word that was used in verse 31 is Penuel. The word that was used in verse 30 is Peniel. But if you have a very good lexicon of the Hebrew language, you'll find that the same pilot number corresponding with the word that was used in 30 is the same number of the word that was used in 31. So we can replace that Penuel with Peniel. It's the same thing in the Hebrew. Hallelujah. And when he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. The scriptures happen to be a wonderful book. It provides us with scenarios, provides us with context and perspective. It provides us with sufficient metaphors that are pregnant, sufficiently pregnant, to unveil the present revelation position of the Spirit. And if your heart is guided in your search for the will of God to a particular scripture, God lays such a scripture upon your heart. If you can fathom the length, breadth, depth, and height of the implication of that scripture, then it may as well be a sufficient compass to grant you the much needed direction that you have sought from God. In this scripture that we just consulted, there are a few metaphors that I would like to draw attention to, because these stories were told in a sequence that is prophetic in nature. And if we can fully fathom the progression, it will be sufficient for us to stumble upon the mind of God. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 24, he said, Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him. By the time we go to the book of the prophets, you find out that it was an angel that wrestled with Jacob. But the presentation in the book of Genesis sustains that it was a man. Probably the angel that came to him took on the similitude of the mortal as he engaged him in his transaction. Something that was somewhat familiar to the subject, to the personality that was in the searchlight of God. A man wrestled with him. We were not told the basis of the contention. We were not told the bone of contention when we're not told what led to the wrestling bout. But the Bible says that such a wrestling match took place when Jacob was alone. Sometimes in life, what God does is that He orchestrates by the mightiness of His hand to isolate you. It is upon isolation that the greatest issues that your heart has ever contemplated comes into the crucible. It is upon isolation that you see the gravity of the war that obtains between the flesh and the spirit, and how the devil through the flesh seeks to gain mastery over you so that your possibilities that are in Christ Jesus will never get to see the light of day. Whereas praise in the spirit and by the spirit. The devil operates in the flesh and by the flesh. And I need to define what the flesh is. Because as long as you remain on this side of heaven, you are going to wrestle with God. Because there is an old war between the flesh and the spirit. Ancient war. And you have been grafted into that war the day you give your life to Christ. Spirit of God found a premise of entrance into your ecosystem and decided to be domiciled in the core of your spirit being. And now there are two command towers seeking to gain mastery over your universe. And that is the basis of the wrestling. So the Bible says that he was left alone. He was extracted from the crowd. He was separated from the many affairs that took place in his territory so that he could contemplate some things that were of greater value. Sometimes some unfortunate circumstances that God allows to come our way is to bring us to that point where we're alone. And if you are really alone, if people are present around you, it will make no difference. You'll still be alone. There'll be a quarter of your heart that will be so sensitive, needing attention. And the multitude of people that sit around you, stand around you, will lack the capacity to touch and to minister to that part of you that needs so much attention. God knows how to make a man alone in the midst of a crowd. But when destiny is forged, the man at some point will have to be alone. The Bible says that Jacob was alone and a man wrestled with him. I'm talking about a wrestling bout that never had a cause. Something that is part of an old war, such as is predominant with the flesh and the spirit. The similitude of this metaphor, this war, was also captured in the metaphor that was released in the book of 2 Samuel, when the Bible says that there was an old war. Old war between the house of David and the house of Saul. And in that particular scripture too, there was no presentation of the reason why the war lingered so much. What was the subject of the war that made it prosper for so long, such that it, at that point it was called an old war? An old war between the house of David and the house of Saul. And the Bible says that the house of David began to wax stronger and stronger. The house of Saul began to wax weaker and weaker. It's an old war manifested in hydra-headed dimensions. But when the patterns were studied carefully, it was obvious that the house of David began to triumph over the house of Saul. You will notice that Saul was the giant of Israel when the giant of the Philistines, who was Goliath, was railing curses over the people of God, and the giant of Israel could not contend with him. It took a giant killer that was small of stature to come settle the brow. See, compared to Saul, David was of small stature. But the Bible says that the result of the old war was that the house of David began to wax stronger. And that's the destiny of the Spirit in your life. If you keep aligning with the Spirit, it will come to pass eventually. Now the economy that is captured in the Spirit will begin to work stronger and stronger, while the economy of the flesh will begin to work weaker and weaker.
But whether you like it or not, we're not saying that, okay, you want to participate in the war or not. I'm saying you are at war even now. And it's a strange kind of war that can determine the curve that your life takes. And that was where Jacob found himself, and he wrestled.
Hallelujah. He wrestled. Blessed be the name of the Lord that Jacob, in the midst of his wrestling, was brought to a point where a part of his bone was dislocated in order to weaken the capacity of the flesh so that the spirit could become predominant in his life and his destiny can begin to find expression, because the Bible says that God spoke a word unto Jacob and that word could not be fulfilled in him as Jacob. There had to be a paradigm shift in his life in order for the fulfillment of the things that God has said to come to pass. So the Bible says that that word that God spoke to Jacob eventually found fulfillment when he became Israel. You see, that word was existing, but the word could not find a place to fertilize. Because initially, in the old war, Jacob was winning the wrestling bout until the angel had to touch the layer of his strength so that the flesh would become weak. I don't know how God did it and how the house of David began to wax stronger. You know that the house of Saul, it was in the house of Saul that kingship was, that authority was, that power was, that military might was. But how David began to wax stronger was not something that could be easily explained. That's how the Spirit of God gains mastery within your territory, your universe. How he eventually subdues the flesh and becomes pedestal in your universe such that the destiny that you have, which is in the spirit, begins to project, begins to manifest. Initially, you know, when you give your life to Christ, what happened to you was horticultory. God decided to cast a seed of himself into the privacy of your heart. And the seed was so minute, and that's what the parable of the... Help me out. What parable was that? No. There's a particular parable. Mustard seed. It's illustrative of how the mustard seed is smaller than the grain of sand. But it produces not a herb, but a mighty tree. That's how the kingdom is. When you make a decision for Jesus and apply your heart in faith, believing in his omnipotence, believing in the fact that he is immortal, of whom death has no power. Because the Bible says that if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, that is his immortality. Believe that. You'll be saved. You'll be saved from the rebellion of humankind in Adam. You'll be delivered from the consequences of such rebellion. Your life will begin on a new slate, new pedestal. Your operating system of your life will become the Zoe with all its attendant possibilities. But the Zoe does not come in a bogus form. It comes as a seed. When that new possibility of life begins to find expression in your vessel, the old mode of life that you are used to is going to fight it. That old mode of life is captured in the possibilities that lies in the flesh. So the Bible says that the flesh strives. Whether or not you become everything that God has ordained you to be is dependent on the outcome of that old war. So Jacob never knew there was a war. Jacob was not a man that liked battles. He would prefer to take off like a tornado in the night, run away from quagmire, run away from battles. But somehow, unannounced, he was found in a wrestling bout. Hallelujah. Please help me tell your neighbor, stop running. Someday, sometime, you must fight. The Bible says, initially it was as if Jacob had the upper hand in the determining the outcome of the warfare. But you see, the angel that fought with him had more experience, even though it seemed like as though he had more strength. The angel had more experience, and the angel was trying to track the fountain
from whence the strength in the flesh came from. And for Jacob, it was at the star. Now, for every one of us, there is a place where your flesh has its power base. And in this wrestling, the flesh might look so strong, but God is tapping into the power base in order to dislocate it. Hallelujah. And for Jacob, it happened to be, unfortunately, that the power base of his flesh could be summarized in the kind of name he had, the supplanter. He always had a way out. If a situation came, he knows how to dribble his way and to get scot-free. He depended on that ability to dribble out of all kinds of snares, of all kinds of prison houses, of all kinds of strangulations. He was so good. And so, this was that day where his scheming would not work. This was that day where his ability will count for nothing. It was that day where he will be forced to consider several other possibilities beyond the ability that he had so had confidence in. It was meant to be that way so that we will come to the end of the capacity of the fallen man. The fallen man that he had so depended upon to get his way before this time. He was about to be exposed to something beyond his expertise. The angel eventually found where the core of his strength was. For some of you, the core of your strength lies deep-seated in your capacity to be emotional. But you will never accept that you are, that's where it is. Because it's emotion is a terrible fool. Hallelujah. And then God will allow you love. Because it knows that because of the capacity of your emotion, you are likely to miss it. So he will allow you to love the wrong person. When you do, in order for him to get to your thigh area, where the fountain of your falling strength is drawn from, you need to experience a shock like you have never experienced before. And so he allows a heartbreak that fractures your very existence, your confidence. He fractures your life, and he opens you and exposes you to the obvious limitation, the strength of the flesh. It is when that has come that the house of David begins to triumph, which is the economy of the spirit. You are not likely to trust God initially to order your life the way he wants. You are likely to lean on the capacity of your falling resources. And God will allow that to prosper for a while. Just before you have total confidence in the ability of your falling resources, he now orchestrates a scenario that you never preempted. Something beyond your paradigm. It touches the core of the fountain of that strength. Then he reveals to you how vulnerable you have been, even in the days that you boasted. When you are exposed to that, what happens to you in the realm of the spirit is that your name is changed. That's the way the day you wear the garment of your real name. Just in case you are confused, I say, Pastor, what do you mean? Bad name. All right. Maybe I'll take time to explain that. If we have the time. I don't think we have the time. But you see, that young man called Joshua in the Bible, who was the disciple of Moses, his real name was not Joshua. Go study your Bible, his name was Joseph. It was during the course of discipleship that Moses changed his name and called him. I don't have time. Called him Joseph. That was not the name his father gave him. It is when a man comes to this point where his falling resources have been proven to be incapable of supporting his destiny, his possibility, and his existence, he now begins to fear for the first time. He's exposed to fear because he sees the limitations of the resources he had had confidence in all of this time. Meanwhile, that state of fear is not actually equivalent to vulnerability. The state of fear that is an acknowledgement of his personal incapacity, which is what the Bible calls poverty of spirit. There are a lot of organic scenarios that find expression when God prepares a man to carry out a feat. A mighty feat, and to become a marker in a particular timeline. This was the surgery
that Jacob was subjected to. The verse of scripture where we read.
Okay, the name thing. Let's do the name. It is when the strength of the fallen man has been subdued, when the spirit man comes to take the steering wheel so that your life will glide in the direction of the ordinations of God, then you bear the name that you were given in the studio of immortality when you existed as a seed before God. Now, this name of which I speak, you may not know it all the days of your life, but in operating according to ordination, it registers concerning you in the heavens, that this day have I begotten day. Now, go with me to the book of Revelation. It's just that I cannot teach. I will not teach. No, not now. We cancel Jesus. But you see, oh my, oh, Revelation. Go there. I yield. You see, the fight continues. Fight. Flesh and the spirit. Somebody called me on the other day and said, Pastor, how are you sustaining your prayer life? I'm so weak in prayer. I said, I know the name of this war. It's an old war. It's the flesh still trying to gain mastery and trying to bring down King David from his throne. And you'll fight that war all through your days of pilgrimage. Yes. It's an old war. Your sons will fight. Your daughters will fight. But if you win this war, the counsel and the experience you have will make it easier for your sons and daughters to survive. In the places where you had scars, there will be no need for them to have scars. Because in your case, the house of David eventually became stronger and stronger. It doesn't matter where you were born from. Maybe the mountains of Oshongo, from among the black magicians of Jatoka. If you allow this war to tilt in favor of the spirit, patterns and causes, warfares of all kinds can end with you. And a new day can break. You can become that harbinger through which God was able to launch his policy perspective, which he had had in mind for so many years. And let's do two scriptures. Let me talk about the name matter. Name. One of the reasons why I yield to go there is because somebody asked me a question along this line. Amen. Oh my, it seems there's no strength. I say, amen. All right. Let me take a scripture. And then when I do, I'll go back to the book of Genesis chapter 32. And then we'll continue with our exposition until we arrive at the place where the burden is. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 17, the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Let me stop there. He said, to him that overcometh, will be given a white stone. A white stone is not for battles. It's not something you need to fasten on a catapult. White stone is a plaque. A plaque that carries a name, which is maximally illustrative of your true immortal nature, your true tribe in the spirit, and the errand that you came to perform upon the face of the earth. So there are such labels that are fasting unto us because we're products of the studio of eternity. We existed before we were formed in our mother's womb. And so for the purposes that we were to be dispatched into time to serve, names were granted us. Hallelujah. So it came to pass that the day the infrastructure of the flesh collapsed in the life of Jacob, he had to take on a new name. You see, oh my Jesus. My time has failed me.
He took up a new name. The name was different from that which his father and mother gave him. It was the name of his destiny. You know the Bible says? The Bible says for every time there is a purpose for every season. Now, see, from the perspective of eternity, times and seasons are identified by purposes. Are you with me? And so the Bible says that his name shall be called Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. See, his name was tied to purpose and destiny. The reason for which he was given the opportunity to come run an errand for God upon the face of the earth was going to be the basis upon which his name shall be called. Names are supposed to be illustrations of purposes held up in the perspective of the kingdom of heaven. We were created as seeds of eternity in the studios of God because it was God's policy statement that we will bring the kingdom from his realm into this realm to establish it. We are agents of the kingdom. Are you with me? And so that's why if a man has not yet given his life to Christ, he cannot tap into the economy of that which gives him relevance in his network. Because it will take the life of God as the basic operating system that will provide the perception that is required to enter into the economy of the mystery that is the reason behind your pilgrimage. And that mystery is the purpose that the court of heaven set on your soul. And to that purpose, there is a brand name. And it's only in the day that you are awake in the era and the regime of David, that name is assigned to you in the spirit. It may not be a name for you that you may bear. It may not be. Or if you are diligent in the spirit, you will know what it is eventually. Because the white stone, you don't need to die in order for the white stone to be given to you. What you need to do to get the white stone is to overcome. He didn't say die. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you a plaque. And on that plaque, there will be a name. That was why it was needful for the name of Jacob to be changed. Just like I said, don't forget where I'm coming from. What I'm doing is not Bible study to extend your knowledge in the things of God. What I'm doing is I'm trying to walk you through the path of illumination that makes men wise in their dealings with God. Are you with me? Now, let me speak plainly. I have spoken in parables for long. Let me speak plainly. At the age of 12, I began to have encounters with God. I saw things in heaven. In the night, somewhere around 11 o'clock, angels came and picked me and took me to heaven. When I was in boarding school, in secondary school, there was an angel that came to me every night for 1 year. When you hear me preach and I say, I see an angel, I'm not trying to make you think I'm spiritual. Even when I was not an intercessor, I used to see them. Right? Yes. I was taken to heaven many times. I pray God allows me this year to tell you stories, strange stories. And I started seeing them as a little boy, and I could not share it with anybody. They were locked up in my heart. I could make jokes, I could talk about stuff, but I never shared the secrets of my soul. They were bound. Angels came to trouble me. It took a long time before I accepted this call. Long time. I was not an unbeliever, I was a believer, but I didn't want to be called. Because I saw the guys that were called, they didn't look like people that knew God. There was no evidence to show that there was any God around them. I had a dream to shake my world, not necessarily through preaching. It came to me for 1 year. But I rejected that angel for 1 year. And I know what to do to make the angel go back. And I did it for 1 year. But the angel kept coming. And he kept coming. And it came to pass, the year that I now accepted, I will answer the call. The angel stopped coming. He stopped coming for 16 years. The story will be too long. Let's cut it short. Let's go back to the Bible. He stopped coming. The reason why he stopped coming is because it was time for the wrestling bout to begin. The flesh. I had accepted. I wanted to serve the will of God. Then I found out that there was an old war. An old war that I was not really educated about. Nobody told me that such battles take place. The Bible says, and Jacob was alone and a man. Notice, Jacob was not the one that started the fight. The man did what? All kinds of appetites are going to begin to
rise up and to present a proposal to you to explore them. Appetites of sex, appetites of being addicted to pornography, appetites, all kinds of wild things will come. The flesh seeks to gain mastery, seeks to pierce its taproot into the core of your soul and make you live to serve the will of the fallen man, which is a position that takes humankind away from God. Hallelujah. It's a battle. Then I found intercession. I found that call. And I began to give myself to prayer. The flesh was raging to seek mastery over my soul. But yet I remained in a place of prayer. There were so many terrible things around I could not explain. But I remained in a place of prayer. Demons, devils, all kinds of things began to plague my family. But now, looking back many years, it's 24 years as an intercessor. Sometimes I wonder, what exactly was the motivation? And if you ask me, what was your motivation? I have no answer to that question. The only reason why I continued is because there was an old war. And the house of David began to prevail. If you ask them why they were fighting, after 13 years of battle, they will tell you they don't even know why they are on the field. But it came to pass that the house of David prevailed in my own allotment. Hallelujah. Then I was no longer living after the flesh. I began to live after the spirit. I began to seek to live according to that which was consistent with the mind of God. See, according to the scriptures, that life you began to live when you started living according to the spirit is not that old you that is living that life. It's a new you. It's a new you that has a new name. And the name of that personality in the archives of glory is written upon a white stone. You may not bear it as per, all right? Are you with me? You may not bear it in the flesh. But anytime you rise in the spirit to fulfill that which God has allotted to you in heaven, they see, I say, Joshua has risen. Now, I don't have time to build it further because it will be too long for us. And we'll miss what I want to present to us. That's the name, the day you put on a new name. And because of who you are in the spirit, you now find graces and powers and abilities and endowments that you know you did not receive from your ancestors. Something that came because you stumbled upon Christ and his spirit has found a place in your universe and his spirit has gained mastery over your specimen. Hence, the manifestation of these powers work mightily in you. Now, the Bible says, after this fight, and the fight did not just end, the fight experienced an interlude. The interlude was because the angel touched the place in the flesh from whence the flesh drew its strength. And he could no longer live according to the flesh. Because that weakness lived with him. The sense of insufficiency, it lived with him. And so he could only draw strength from his spirit. It was a new life. He was living according to the will of God. If you met him a few years after this encounter took place in his life, and you see him thereafter, you will see a new man. That was the kind of thing that happened to Saul. When he went to the mountain of the prophets, he met the prophets prophesying. And the Bible says he himself began to prophesy. And then the spirit of the came upon him. And he was changed into another man. If he was another man, then he had another name. That was most descriptive of his mission. Hallelujah. After the encounter, the Bible says, he wandered through the territories of... No, he called the name of that the place where the encounter took place. He called that the name Peniel, which means the face of God. The reason behind him naming the place was that I saw God face to face. And I was spared. So he called the place Peniel. The Bible says that as he was moving within the territory of Peniel, it was a strange moment. The sun suddenly rose upon his face. Now, let me tell you two things consistent with what God will be doing in the lives of many of us here in the season that we are coming to. Anyhow, the physical manifestation of all the spiritual encounters he had was that what? The sun rose and unveiled his face. Because of the change, the shift that had taken place, he was now due for manifestation. The things that have been rumbling within his spirit, it was time for it to come to pass. And so it was illegal for him to be hidden thereafter. The sun had to rise to reveal him. Notice that John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness, and the Bible says he was there until the day of his showing forth. That was the day his son arose to reveal him to his generation. But God will ensure that the man is hidden until he has the experience of Peniel. If not, the advertisement that he will be sending forth is not the advertisement of what the Spirit of God is doing. It will be the advertisement of the flesh. And until that battle is fought and won, God has ways of keeping men hidden. But when he passed the test, it came to a point, and the Bible says that the sun rose upon his face. I remember, I've been a preacher for a very long time. I prayed, I preached, I prophesied, I prayed for the sick. Sometimes they got healed. But I never knew that those days that I preached had not arrived Peniel. And God was not committed to unveiling me to my generation. And it came to pass. When that battle was fought, the house of David began to reign supreme. It was a proclamation. And this proclamation I speak about first comes from the Spirit. Angels are dispatched to blow the shofar and to announce your arrival. Lift up your heads, O ye gate. It's something like that. A ceremony in the heaven to announce the day of your manifestation. And then in the natural, what happens is that the sun rises. Suddenly, the covering cast is taken away. Suddenly, the shadows are extinguished by the light of his countenance. And you are unveiled. For many of us, 2018 will be the time of unveiling. Now, you have been laboring. But the true labor, the true war, the true context of the labor is that you are part of an old war. Sometimes God will say, stay! Stay! Remain here. You want to take off like a tornado. Yeah, you take off sometimes, you fail, you come back again. You have not understood that the destiny of the war is that the house of David was designed to win. You are still taking off in the flesh until the angel touches a place where he will totally immobilize you. And if you take the next step, it will be because of the grace that is made available in your spirit, man. That's the day you receive a name. Your life becomes a good example of one that is in followership in Jesus Christ. You will know the secret of your strength that is not in the flesh. And it's no longer you that lives, but it's the Spirit of Christ that lives in you, that manifests in your daily existence. It is that day when you arrive at that point, then the proclamation goes forth in the Spirit, and then the Son is commanded to reveal you from your hideout. When John's manifestation came, he didn't have to change location. Strategically, where John was doing his ministry was strategically out of place. He was in the wilderness. The Bible never revealed to us that he had a PA system. But when his day came to manifest to Israel, the Bible said the whole of Judea gathered to him. That means if you visit Judea, when John was holding his campaign, you will not meet anybody at home. His words drew the heart of every man in Judea. How come God made an uneducated fellow in the wilderness crying? How did he give him so much influence that Judea gathered to him? You dare not speak against John the Baptist in Judea. You have many people to fight you. It was the day of his showing forth. The sun had shone upon him. We are going to pray before we leave. Because the sun was ordained, has been instructed to rise over the destinies of many people in 2018. In order to grant that their voices will be heard. To grant that places you have never been, the doors will be open to you. A herald was sent ahead of you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Before this time, nobody questioned your authority. You could keep him bound. You could keep him persecuted. You could keep him maligned. But now he has fulfilled the full course of the whole war. And he has found the secret of his ancestors. Lift up your heads.
There is a proclamation made to give him a gallant entrance into destiny, into the places that God was ordained, had ordained for him to walk in. Can we rise on our feet? Want to do a spiritual exercise before we go tonight? I don't know what visions you see, what you see, but I know that this is the day that God has made. There's so much enlargement. And the names of many people will be called in the roll in heaven, so that the trumpet will blast in their honor. For the nations and the gates to open before them, so that they can have access to the good of the land, the corn, the wine, and the songs of the youth at the gate. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Want to ask and say, God, in this season of enlargement, grant that the sun might arise and let my manifestation be declared in the spirit, so that the resources required, the alliances required in the natural realm will begin to navigate in my direction to bring to pass that which God has decreed concerning me. Nothing will be strong enough to stand in the way of my rising, because the sun has risen over me in Peniel. As I saw the face of God, so I shall see the light of the sun. And everything that keeps me in obscurity will lose the authority to hold me down. Welcome to Peniel, where the names of men are changed, where the pattern of their secretaries will be altered, so that they can stand in their ordination, nothing forbidding them. Ah, we waited long. We waited long to hear the proclamation of the monarch of Zion, Peniel. And the sun arose upon him. For many there be among us that shall no longer be hidden. You were going through an incubation period that will expose you to a different kind of craft that will open a door to you that never exists among the sons of men. It's a door to the spirit doorway. It's a door to grace. It's a door to the compassion of God. Thy name shall no longer be called Jacob. I don't know what name you bore for 25 years, for 35 years, for 37 years. I came to say, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For like a prince, thou hast power with God, and thou hast prevailed. Thy name shall no longer be called Jacob. Oh, la la la, oh la 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 la, le 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 le, oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la. Selile bobrete nanabo, selile, selile mama, elakombre mazila mama, oh la 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 la, ikanele botena, ikanene momo sama, pore 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 mama ye nama. Ila brasketa ma boroma, ila slebo mama ye. Thy name shall no longer be called Jacob. For like a priest, thou hast power with God, and thou hast prevailed. Ya loke ma. Zaila telale, Ebresko manabona mama ma. Ela braskita mahela, Ia baba mabarate,
Isaila Moma, Isaila Moma, ne mama. Oh, 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 mama. Silabroske mahaite. Malebranta baboria samalanda. Ikabrasketumina saila tobana. Emrasa la babonde hesamina haliaba. Every gate, every fetter of limitation, every gate of hindrance standing in your way, a man that has his strength in the spirit cannot be bound. So lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he shall come. Ebro samantali kosa balatemo. Oh, 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 ela me ate mama. Ah, you will not be hindered. The hand of God will be strong upon you. What men thought they had concluded, what they thought they had finished, God will begin again. He will begin afresh. He will begin another time, because he has decided to make a proclamation, and so the sun is commanded to shine upon your face. You will no longer be hidden, for the day of destiny has come. God has spoken a word over your life, and is about to bring it to pass. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Oh my mama. Kale no 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 ya kona ye. Kale boshe na hambala mama. Ibrahim santo mayeka mama de. Oh my God, the things that men thought were impossible in your life, it will become possible suddenly, because the house of David has prevailed. A new name has been given unto you, so that you might ascend unto the throne of your fathers. A new name, for like a prince, you have power with God, and you have prevailed. They thought they would destroy you. They thought they would put an end to your possibility. They thought they would frustrate everything that is good. But alas, they lied. It was because there was an old war. An old war seeking to gain mastery over the destinies of many people. Seeking to marginalize and to malign. But glory to God, the house of David began to work stronger and stronger. The house of David began to work stronger. And everything that the devil put in place suddenly crushed like a pack of cards. I proclaim unto you a new name from the Lord. A new name. Arise, for like a prince, thou hast power with God, and thou hast prevailed. I come as Silamonde. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise. Yala la la ma sobre mana hina. Yala la sobre mana tombre mene. Ah, oh my God, you are loose. 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 Loose him and let him go. Let him go. Let him go. It's no longer permitted for him to be in chains and in fetters. Loose him. Lose him. Lose him. Lose him. Lose him. Lose him and let him go. Lose him. 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 Kirabo Santo Bala. Ambroseke Salamante Briata Baboli Mahelata. Let him go. Amelado Sandaye. Raske Mama Leto Malambela Matela. Aila so Maria Sege Tamale 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 Selema Tama. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus'
mighty name. There's a proclamation that has gone forth. Lose him. Circumstances that held you down, localized you, limited you, made you fear. There's a proclamation against him. Lose him and let him go. For the sun has risen up over his face. The Lord rejoices with light of his countenance to blot out every darkness, to give you passage of way. Lord, we key into the grace for performance, grace for restoration, the grace for manifestation, the grace to become everything that you ordained us to be. For today we wear from thee a new name, a name that your mouth has named, name written on the plaque of the white stone. Let that name be made manifest. Let it become bright and let it shine. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.